Blog Talk Radio.
The all-new Gillette Labs with exfoliating bar, a razor designed to give you a quick and easy shave. It combines shaving and gentle exfoliation into one efficient stroke. The bar and the handle removes unseen dirt and debris that gets in the way of the blades, giving you a shave as quick and easy as washing your face, so you can look like you put in an effort, effortlessly. Gillette, the best a man can get.
Money talks, so put your money where your mouth is. Be a voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $, Be a Voice Tour. That's $, BEAVOICETOUR. Be a Voice Tour. Or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be a Voice office at 844-642-8378, extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 111. Be a Voice today. This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. You're now tuned into WBNN News Forum, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, with host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla Jonesia. Hey everybody, this is your girl Chinchilla Jonesia, aka Chinchilla J, and welcome to another segment of News Forum. Tonight is Sunday, July 24th, 2022. U.S. Part 2, The New Wild Wild West, A Country of Unrest, Distress, and Most with the Attitude of I Could Care Less. We're going to be talking about more shootings, more killings, unfortunately, more black-on-black crime, more political fights on gun control, birth control, same-sex marriage, gender issues, and more. Are you infuriated with all the havoc, turmoil, and chaos in this country? Or do you think there's nothing wrong? Wrongful conviction and saving our youth, our young people, are both distress issues of unrest. But does anyone really care? Do you care? Let's talk about it. I want to hear your views tonight as well. So press 1 so that you can talk live on the air with me and my guest. So don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. News Forum with your girl Chinchilla J. We'll be right back after this. Join me Friday, July 29th from 8 p.m. until midnight at Blacks Blues Social, located 1111 Route 73 in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, for our Be a Voice karaoke and seafood boil, brought to you by Mike Test Entertainment. Your host, your girl Chinchilla J, with DJ Vince Lavard. Admission, $15 to $25. Call for details. Proceeds will go to Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice to continue the advocacy work to free the wrongfully incarcerated, to end mass incarceration, and child life without the possibility of parole. For more information, contact Be A Voice at 844-642-8378, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m., extension 111. Be a voice today. Congratulations to Pennsylvania's historical exoneree, Vincent Moto, who celebrated his 26th anniversary on Saturday, July 23rd, which was yesterday, his 26th year of freedom. If you would like to donate to Vincent Moto by sending him $26 in honor of his 26th year of freedom, you may do so via Cash App, $MaticMan2017. That's $MaticMan2017. Happy 26th year of freedom, Vincent. Thank you to my millions of listeners worldwide. News Forum with your girl Chinchilla J now has over 16 million listeners. News Forum broadcasts live each and every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time right here on WBNN. News Forum is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Chinchilla Jonesia is host and anchor and investigator reporter. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web and would like to talk, comment, vent, or ask a question, you must dial 516-453-9133. Again, that number is 516-453-9133. If you're already listening tonight via phone and would like to talk, comment, vent, share a story of injustice or corruption, or ask a question to one of our guests, please press 1 and you will be placed into the caller queue. Please keep in mind that while News Forum is a very controversial show with many controversial topics as well as controversial callers and guests, and while we allow freedom of speech for all, we ask that you refrain from using profanity. And also, keep in mind that some of the views of our guests, as well as our hosts, are not always the views of News Forum, WBNN, or Ngozi Time Multimedia. To reach Chinchilla Jonesia after the show, you may call her Monday through Friday at 844-642-8378, extension 888. Again, that number is 844-642-8378, extension 888. Like and follow Ms. Controversy herself, Chinchilla Jonesia, on Facebook, and at Princess Chinchilla on Instagram. Chinchilla has one L. And now, here she is, host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla J. Well, good evening, everyone. I am Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, and welcome to another segment of News Forum. Tonight, we're going to be presenting part two of the U.S., the new Wild Wild West, and this country is definitely still in a state of unrest, distress, and all kinds of other things. And it's such a sad situation that we're in this country today. The coronavirus, of course, is still spreading with this variant, the BA.5 and another new one. And, you know, it's just sickening to me. And I think it's just going to continue to linger on and on and on until the government finally says, okay, we've depopulated this country enough, and as well as around the world with these other countries that are highly populated. So again, as I always say, it's all about population control, and some people don't believe that. You just believe everything the government says, and that's so very sad that you believe everything
How many times do they have to lie and deceive you for you to realize that they're just a government, a bunch of people, okay, sitting high, looking low, playing with our lives in many, many ways, and yet you still want to trust them? Wow. I mean, wake up, people. It's time to really wake up and see this government for what it really is. And more than one way are they trying to depopulate us, many, many ways, okay? And we talked about them last week, and we've been talking about these issues for over a month now. And this is just another evening of the ills of this country. And, I mean, what will it take to wake some of you up? I don't know. You know, sometimes I just want to grab some people and just shake them, and wish I could shake some sense into their heads. And, you know, I remember hearing older people back in the day say, oh, I need to smack some sense into him or her, you know. And, yeah, sometimes I feel that way too, you know. And it's sad. We are living in the last days, again, as I said before, that the old people used to say, we're living in the last days, baby. We're living in the last days. It's the end of time. Time is winding up. And it does seem that way. Time is going so fast. Each year, the year goes by faster. Look at this. We're almost at the end of July. Next Sunday will be the last show for the month of July. That, you know, or will it be? Yeah, the last show for the month of July. That's going to be July 31st. And then we will be into the eighth month of the year with only 4 months left. This year is zooming, people. It's zooming. And so many people have died all around the world. And wow, look at all the people that died in our country at the hands of gun violence, domestic violence, mental illness, committing suicides, and sicknesses. It's just sad. And we really have to do something. We have to do something. If it's only you standing up, being a voice, fighting for what's right, speaking out against these ills in this country, speaking out against injustices in this country. I mean, come on, people. We have to come together and fight. And I remember Brother Bamani that's wrongfully incarcerated in the state of North Carolina, the times that he was on the show, calling in live from prison, talking about how we have to, like, take over the government. You know, hey. He did make some sense. A lot of people thought, oh, well, how are we going to do that? That sounds crazy. But is that what we're going to have to do to see things change in this country? Wow. You know, it's craziness. It's craziness. And again, everyone's packing and carrying now. And there's shootouts all over the place with people having these wild, wild Western days duels. You know, I got my gun, you got yours. Let's see who's going to shoot first. You know, I mean, this is just craziness in this country today. And it's very sickening to me. Very sickening. Other news today. I'm sure you all know by now that Ivana Trump has died. And, you know, her death is still questionable. Okay? And by all means, it should be very questionable. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. But if you want to know more about the death of Ivana Trump, you can, you know, Google it. You can Google it and find out about it. And, you know, they had her funeral and all of that. And, you know, it's sad. You know, it's really sad. A lot of people saying, oh, she was murdered. And, you know, people have all their little theories on that as well as other issues. You know, but again, you know, my heart goes out to her family and to her children. All right. So Let's talk to Caroline. How are you tonight, Caroline?
I'm well, thank you, Chinchilla. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you so much. All right, so now, Caroline, with all of the things that's going on in this country, you know, there's been new things happening, of course, this past week with gun violence again and with a lot of other these issues that we're talking about tonight. What issue over the past week really, I guess, bothered you or you're thinking about mostly? What issue has been on your mind?
Well, apart from my individual cases, the January 6th hearings, the Secret Service suddenly losing all their texts, deleting all their texts, some of the testimony that came out during the January 6th hearings is just horrendous. The corruption in our government is the biggest thing on my mind right now, apart from my individual cases, obviously.
Yes, yes, definitely. You know, so you as an attorney, okay, and for those of you that don't know, you know, Caroline is originally from the UK, and, you know, she's been in this country how long now, Caroline, 25, 26 years?
25 years, yeah.
Okay. And now, what are the differences over there in the UK as far as the government there and the government here?
Oh, right now, not much. Boris Johnson was just had to resign. He was backed by Russian oligarchs and their dark money, just like Trump was here. And so, yeah, there's a lot of dark money backing causes to divide and conquer, basically. And that's what happened with Brexit, and that's what's been happening here. So there's not a lot of difference. There's a lot of corruption in Britain. There are a lot of the dark money from the breakup of the USSR being funneled into politics, into right-wing causes. And it's the same story here with the Koch brothers' money, with, you know, all the money that's going into these PACs to basically try and influence the outcome of elections. But it's even more insidious because they're trying to cut down on voting rights. And, I mean, it's horrendous what is going on right now. And it's even more horrendous that people are getting away with it. And you hear about stories from January 6th and you think this can't be real. But it is real, and you're waiting for the consequences to come, and you're waiting for the consequences to come, and they don't. So it's disheartening, disturbing. Things like climate change is being put on the back burner. Things like justice reform is being put on the back burner because, you know, there are certain people who don't benefit from the reforms that we want to be put in place to cut down on mass incarceration, to cut down on fossil fuels, and it's never going to happen as long as all the money is in the hands of the people who have the power to make the laws. And that is what's happening here, and that's what's happening in the UK and all over Europe.
Wow. Wow. Now, when you were there living in Europe before you came to the U.S., was the government any different then?
Oh, totally. Totally. There were people of honor in the government. There were people, I mean, I'm not saying that there aren't now. They're very few and far between, though. It's become very corrupt. Whoever, you know, is offered the most money to do somebody else's bidding, you know, is going to do it. And it's the same here. It's the same with politics here. We have, you know, that businessman, supporting all sorts of people here in Pennsylvania. He's very rich, and he's putting his money into people who are not doing what we want them to do regarding mass incarceration, regarding the justice system in general, regarding gun control. All these issues are not being addressed because it's not in the people who have the money's interest to do that, because they're actually gaining from not doing it. So whether it comes to fossil fuels, whether it comes to mass incarceration and private prison industry, whether it comes to, you know, actually making reforms that actually work, reducing gun violence, they're just all about the tough on crime, lock more people up, go into certain communities and make it even worse for them than it already is. Gentrification, all those things are not in the interests of people who are gaining all that money already from those activities. So, yeah, it's quite depressing. Whoever has the most money wins in this country and in Europe right now.
Wow. Wow. That is just really ridiculous. So, everybody, you heard it from Caroline Turner, and it's just sad. It's really, really sad that these governments around the country, not around the country, I'm sorry, around the world, are functioning like the U.S. right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been, mainly, I know here in the United States, it's always been the money game, you know, money talks. And it's so very sad that politicians that we elect into office, how they make us promises, they don't keep their promises. And yet we continue to vote them into office. And I'm saying we as a country in general, you know, but I don't vote for those that I see that are not doing the things that they said they were going to do, and especially those that are not trying to even do the things that they say they're going to do. Some do put forth an effort, but they have others that are fighting against them there up in these state capitals and, you know, even in the United States government, state government, city government as well. And then their hands are tied, basically. You know, and it needs to be some type of way that we as a people, you know, Brother Bamani always say, we the people. And yes, we the people, we should be able to do something if we the people would come together to change legislation. And if enough of we the people would come together, we could change legislation, because, see, then the government, they would have to listen. They would have to listen. And, but that's not happening because enough people are not coming together. But we need to, people. So if you are tired, sick and tired of what's going on in this government, in the prison system, in the health industry with Big Pharma and the FDA, and, you know, if you're tired of all this nonsense, you need to work together, do something, come together, and we have to fight for what's right in this country, because there are too many wrongs happening in this country each and every day, and it's really, really pathetic. All right, let's speak with Francetta Mays, from the NAACP there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. How are you tonight, Pastor Mays?
Dr. Chinchilla, I'm amazing, super fantastic, feeling good today. How are you?
I am fine. I'm fine as well, feeling great and just so happy that God has blessed me to live another day, Pastor. I tell you, it's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing. Yeah.
Yes. It beats the alternative, huh?
Yes, yes, yes. Now, out of the different things that have gone on this past week in this country, what is the most disturbing to you, or, you know, what issue happened this past week that is on your mind?
You know, I have to be very transparent with you. The issues, whether they happen day to day or week to week, they're the same issues. And
yeah, that's
we
true.
Have the same population of people that's not paying attention. And so, you know, for me, it's all in black and white. we're either going to be a part of the solution or we're going to be a part of the problem. You know, we all know, you know, the guns. We all know that there's been a major, I mean, just even think about the fact that we're walking around here like the Wild Wild West. And instead of us trying to collaborate and trying to make each other stronger and better through fundamentally re-educating our communities in order to make us stronger. But no, we're actually getting weaker to the point that the dollar's crashing, the economy's crashing, the community's crashing, and then our health is crashing. And this is all while we're sitting back watching. So there, you know, I haven't had time. I'm running city council here in Tulsa, and I haven't had time to turn on the television. But the last time I watched the television, it was the same stuff. It doesn't change. It's just a different person. It's a different community. I heard about the guy getting shot 60 times. You know, and I waited for the swell of the people, Dr. Chinchilla. I'm with the NAACP. I can't even get people to come together, and they say, oh, the only time you see the NAACP on the news is when a dead body's in the street. I'm sorry that it has to be that extreme before we can get someone's attention. But even then, the crowd goes back home after the day or two or three until that issue's over, and then we're right back doing the same stuff. When do we get off the merry-go-round and go ride some other rides at the amusement park? That's my question.
Wow. Wow. That's really crazy. And you're so right. You know, every week it's the same news that's going on. More killings, political battles, and, you know, the whole nine. And now with the, you know, the abortion, you know, birth control, I call it birth control. So we have gun control, we have both birth control fights within those two realms. And, you know, states are bickering, politicians, the Democrats, the Republicans are fighting, you know, with these gun control laws and the birth control laws. And I call it birth control laws because, yeah, you know, it's about birth control, you know, forcing women to have babies that don't want them. It's birth control. So now they're controlling birth. And, you know, we talked about this, Pastor Mays, last month, the early part of last month, well, the end of June, actually, when those laws were made. And, you know, I had an abortion from a rape. You kept your child from a rape. And these are issues that women are facing every day. And it's a shame, you know, to me that the government are now controlling those births and forcing women to have a baby who have been raped. And if they can't mentally cope and deal with that, I think that's wrong. And I still think a woman should have the right to choose. And a lot of people say, well, because the next thing I'm going to say, I also do believe in life. And I'm pro-life. So that's kind of weird, I know. But I do believe there are situations where a woman should not have to have a baby, especially when it comes to rape. If a baby is going to be born, stillborn, like right now, they're making a woman have a baby. Her baby is dying within her womb, but they're going to make her have this baby, carry it to term, just for this baby to be born, and the baby's going to die. And it may die in her womb. And I think that's tormenting. That's torment to make a woman have to go through that. I think that's wrong. And women should have that right to choose because God gives each of us the right to choose what we're going to do with our life, whether we want to serve him or whether we want to serve the devil, which some people don't even believe that there is a devil, but there is a devil because there is a God. But we have those atheists that only believe in the devil. And, you know, it's just sad. So these are the things that we're dealing with. And, you know, we had talked about before about the 10-year-old girl who was pregnant, mm-hmm. got pregnant, mm-hmm. you know. Someone, of course, molested her. And it's sad that a 10-year-old even could conceive, that she had a menstrual and she could conceive. I mean, that is something so very wrong. And for the government not to want that little girl to have an abortion. And now I knew about that story, that case, before it even became public. And, mm-hmm. you know, the girl had already had the abortion. And, you know, then it came public and, you know, they tried to, the government wanted to bring charges up against the doctor that performed the abortion. And now that doctor is trying to sue the government for defamation of character. And, you know, it's just so crazy. But that little girl should not have been forced to have a baby. So, to me, that doctor did the right thing. She was 10 years old. 10 years old. Even giving birth at that age could have killed her, you know? And mm-hmm. it's really crazy. It's crazy, Pastor Mays.
You know,
and, you know, there are states that are still doing these abortions. And yes, right now we can still cross that state line to go to another state that are still performing abortions. But soon the government is trying to take away that right as well. Pastor Mays, what did you want to say?
Well, I wanted to make reference to this thing that we call government. You know, when we're going about our way with all of the confusion of life, you know, gas prices skyrocketing, the educational system crumbling, you know, what's going on with the penal system, the judicial system, the Department of Corrections everywhere. We're dealing with mental illness. We're dealing with this gun violence. All of this confusion that's going on around us is keeping us distracted while they get to still play the game the way that they want to play it, basically. So when I think about how busy we all stay, and if we would just stop for a moment, I heard you talking about the vote. Here's one thing about anyone being able to tell us anything about the body that God gave us, the mind that God gave us, the soul that God gave us, the will that God gave us. You know, if you don't give me the opportunity to do it legal, I'm going to go wherever to get it done because you can't tell me what I'm not going to do. Then you've opened up the door to mental illness and there's not any support to that. And we have enough of that going on. And so I'm just sitting back, like I said, hoping that your radio show, someone's talk show, someone gets it, that if everybody that's even listening right now will just educate your own household on the importance of voting and us understanding that we can't keep allowing the government to bully us around when it comes down to human rights. Now, I get it. There's people that's going to think, okay, you're a whole pastor. You mean to tell me you're pro-life? Well, when you take the death penalty off the table and quit killing people, period, when it becomes okay for you to do something with these AK-47s where they're not killing innocent people, when you decide mm-hmm. that we don't walk around here like we in the wild, wild west, sir, ma'am, whoever you are in Congress, in the White House, when you make those kind of decisions to protect me, my grandkids, and the citizens of this country, then we can have a whole nother conversation. Right now, I'm sorry, I'm looking in black and white. I'm looking at the fact that you're going to consistently do the things that you want to do, and you want to rob people of their rights. Now, the LGBTQ community has the right to say, and they rise up together, right? And so they have the right to say, tell me who I'm not going to be married to. So you mean to tell me the right to love, we can all get together, but then you've got the Christian church that's even kicking out the right to love instead of just loving people for who they are. So, see, the country's jacked up because we're all teaching something that's different than what the word says. First commandment, love God. Don't have any other gods before you. Second commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, if we could do just them two, we don't have to worry about nothing else. It's going to be kumbaya. We're going to be back just like Nehemiah. Each person can build their section of the wall. And we're going to protect each other like we're family and not try to create havoc, steal, lie, manipulate, because there's enough resources in this country for everybody to eat. There's no reason why we have to keep turning our eyes and being cowards to a country that is allowing black males to be gunned down and the officers to be able to say, yell, file. And then you're putting the officers at risk because you're not giving them the risk training that they need. So in their defense, it's another education issue. When do we start educating our country?
Yeah.
When do we start doing a census and meeting people where they are instead of assuming because your age is 25, you're able to drive? Mm. I can't even keep to the five-year-old, to the Mercedes.
Wow. That's so true, Pastor Mays. So very true. And we're going to continue our conversation in just a moment. Right now, we're going to have a track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc trot, disc jockey and trainee, DJ Olatsky.
What you gonna do when you grow up and have to face responsibility? Will you spend your days and nights in a pool room? Will you sell cats of madness to the neighborhood? Little ghetto boy, you already know. Much pain and misery. Little ghetto boy, your daddy was blown away. He robbed at the grocery store. Don't you know that was a sad, sad old day? All of your young life, you've been such a misery and pain. Oh,
Buffalo Jacks. All right. All right. Thank you so much, Brother Lasky, for that track. And we're going to continue our conversation with Pastor Mays and with Caroline Turner on these issues that we're talking about tonight. And, you know, there's so many people that still trust the government. Pastor Mays is running for city council there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And Pastor Mays, why are you running for city council?
Now, Pastor Mays' line's been a little bit uplifted. She'll be right back at, you know, one of these wonderful times we have right here on this radio. We still have your girl, Caroline Turner, on. Here we go.
Okay. All right. All right, Caroline.
Yep.
Okay. So now, Caroline, you ran for judge in 2021. And you're going to run again in 2023. What made you want to run for judge in 2021? And you didn't win, but you were very close. But you're going to run again in 2023. So tell me about what prompted you to run in the first place, and why are you running again in 2023?
Well, it's really a question. I was a public defender for many years, and before that, a human rights activist. And then after the death of my son, I've been trying to use the terrible impact of that, which was, you know, largely because of government action and the immigration process. I've been trying to use the terrible tragedy of that to put into trying to change as many people's lives in a position as I possibly can. And it occurred to me that judges have so much influence over how people's lives go. Each defendant who comes before them, they can change their life for good or for bad. And generally what a lot of judges have done, not generally, there are some good judges out there, but unfortunately they have so much ability to affect people's lives that often, you know, people's lives can be forever ruined and forever, people can feel generally forever hopeless because there is no hope when you're thrown in jail very often, when there could be treatment in the community, whatever it is, if it's job training or getting skills or getting a GED or getting mental health treatment or drug addiction treatment or whatever it is. But there are so many ways that are so much better than throwing people in jail to actually treat people in the community, in a community, trusted community programs run by trusted community messengers that is so much better than just throwing people in jail where they can't really do anything positive, certainly not in the, county jails, to make their lives any better. You know, by the time you've hit the court system, you're generally in a very low place. And a lot of the decisions that judges make sends them to an even lower place. And I think it's really, really important to give people hope, to let people know that, you know, there are ways of getting them to be their best self, and that doesn't necessarily mean throwing people in jail. So I'm very passionate about this. I really want to make a difference in the most positive and far-reaching place I can make it. And as a lawyer who's been a public defender and who's done medical malpractice and various other things, pro bono, I really, really want to be in a position where I can give people hope and get them on the right track and do what we should be doing with the criminal justice system, which is basically to rehabilitate and not to just punish everybody.
Yes, that's awesome, Caroline, that's awesome. And, you know, I am so happy, you know, that you're running the game. And as I said before, we're definitely going to make sure you win. You have to win. And so I really believe, you know, that God will put you in that seat, because we definitely need judges of integrity, judges that are fair, and judges that believe in true justice. You know, which we're not really seeing these days, and especially not in the, like, the realm of attorneys and, you know, and prosecutors. Yeah. There's so many that are corrupt, which it makes it bad for the ones that are really, really trying to help their clients, and those prosecutors that really want to see justice served, and not just a win under their belt. So, you know, it's really crazy. But, you know, it's politics, and politics really suck. But we definitely need people in office that are going to uphold justice. So thank you so much, Caroline, for all you do in the area of justice and all that you do in the areas of injustice, because you fight against it. So I thank you so much for all you do, Caroline. Pastor Mays, back to you. Now, you are running for city council there in Tulsa. And tell everyone what prompted you to run. Why are you running for city council?
Well, it started out for me with, actually it was a Gethsemane moment, because it wasn't something that I chose to do. I know that sounds crazy, but it really wasn't something that I chose to do. But when it was brought to my attention, what I did was, like with everything else, I entertained it. And what I did, I drove around our city, and there's three sections of town around Tulsa that I've lived in. Each section of town I drove, I was just curious. I drove around those sections of town, and then where I live now is District 1, which is the Greenwood area where the massacre happened. So there's a lot of attention that's been put toward that piece of real estate, that area of town. And Vernon AME, which is, by the way, has celebrated 117 years of being the historical black church that survived. On today, they celebrated their 117th anniversary. Pastor Keith May Sr., him and his group did a phenomenal job today memorializing that edifice here in Tulsa. But I'm telling you, you know, Chinchilla, when I look around town and I look at this part of town, I noticed that it stayed the same. I've been here in Tulsa for 23 years, and we still have the dilapidated buildings. Then I started realizing that my grandkids, you know, certain things weren't here available for them. My granddaughter wanted to move out of state and did to go to college. And, you know, I looked around, and the neighborhood is really dying. And we have people now, like, this is the mecca of coming to buy property now, from people that either are illiterate, respectfully, because our educational system, school system dropped them, or we're dealing with people that have money, but they don't have any financial literacy. Or, you know, it's so numerous. So you have people in the community that have criminal backgrounds, and they don't have readily accessible expungement, even get them where they are able to be trained and helped. So it was so many areas that my eyes popped open, and I went, okay, I've got to do something about this. And there you have it. I'm in it. I've got some plans that God has given me, and I believe, as I shared with them today at Vernon, you know, God is the rudder. When we get this, God is the creator. He's the rudder. He is the one that orders our steps. Good, bad, or indifferent, we get to choose if we're going to want an 11-day journey or a 40-year journey, right? Because that's what the children of Israel did. And at the end of the day, whatever our choices are, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. So what we're dealing with right now is just spiritual warfare. We're going to have to keep our focus and our prayer, you know, stay on our prayer muscles, you know, and we've got to do this together, you know, and it has to be done around the world, around the nation, but it's got to start in the community. It's got to start with each one, reaching one to teach one, and it starts in our own home.
Wow. You know, Pastor Mays, that is, you know, magnificent what you just said. You know, Vernon.
Yes, yes.
You know, Vernon, what's, you know, so important to just our regular history, but just to the history of Tulsa, 117 years. And the basement with all that survived, right, Pastor Mays? The foundation.
Yes.
Oh.
You can still
that's
smell
amazing.
The smoke in that room.
Wow.
Wow. You can still smell the smoke? Jeez.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
You know, and a lot of things, I need the highways, you know, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And they did it on purpose, Pastor Mays, our bodies,
mm-hmm.
under concrete, where you can't find them now,
yeah.
Dr. J. And
right.
even in that Oak Lawn Cemetery, is that right? Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. There's steps in that neighborhood of Greenwood. There were houses. And then you could walk
yep.
up like two or three steps, Dr. J, and there were houses. But they're still there since 1921. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's amazing, and I'm so proud of the legacy of people that live in Tulsa, Oklahoma, all the people who survived that genocide, okay? Think about that for a second. I'm going to go into another track. We'll bring some callers, Dr. J and Dr. Mays and, of course, our wonderful, you know, Esquire, Caroline Turner. Sit back and enjoy Mr. Anthony Hamilton because he tried.
Pick up the telephone and just call me. let me know what you were, that you're alright so I can sleep at night. Cause you showed out so, had the nerve to break up my happy home, girl. All I wanted to do for you,
Brother Lasky, for that track by Anthony Hamilton. I tried, yes, and we're trying. We are trying so hard to make a change and make a difference in this country, in the lives of others, in our communities, in our cities, and in our states, in this United States government. We're trying to make a change and bring justice to a government that's filled with injustice. Wow. So thank you so much for that track. Okay, we're going to take a caller. And then after this caller, we're going to bring on someone that is very, very special tonight. So let's take a caller first. Caller, you're live on the Air News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hey, Chinchilla. I'm fine. How you doing?
Hey, Angela. I'm fine. How are you, Angela?
I'm great. Enjoying the show, your guests. I truly appreciate them for all that they do, especially the lady out of Tulsa. I truly appreciate her for what she's doing. And I thank you for all that you do and for bringing these topics and allowing us the opportunity to just bring these things to our mind, just to think for a moment. Because sometimes we just need to think about what's going on. So thank you for even thinking about us to think about these topics. I appreciate you so much and all that you do here on WBNN. I tell you, I was talking to a friend the other day that live in Georgia, and I hear you keep referring to the Wild Wild West. But I have this thing that's hooked up to my phone, and every day I get a notification from Georgia where somebody has shot somebody. Today I got a notification, 8 people shot at a gas station on Northside Drive. And if I was in Atlanta, I would have been frequenting that gas station. So I just be like,
wow,
what is this world coming to? So you just can't walk. You can't walk freely no more without a chance of being hit. But bullet ain't intended for you, because those people were just there doing whatever they was doing. Went to grab gas or grab a drink, and eight people.
Yeah.
Eight people.
Wow.
And this is what you hear. But Kemp think that it's okay for everybody to carry. Governor Kemp think it's okay for everybody to carry.
Yeah.
If
yes,
even if you have
a Republican.
I say this to all those that are going out and buying all those guns in Georgia. When you leave the state of Georgia, what happens then? Because in Georgia, you may be able to do that, but if you go to South Carolina or Alabama, where it's still illegal to carry if you are a felon, what happens? What's happening?
Mm.
We're talking about that.
Wow.
Everybody going out to get guns. People, we got to stand up, and we got to speak out. We got to stop allowing any and everything to be okay. We can't keep settling. We don't did that too long. It's time to be about it. Thank you, Chinchilla.
That's
I love
right.
you, and keep doing it. Keep doing it.
Thank you, Angela. I love you, too, Angela. I love you a lot, too, and definitely appreciate all that you do on a constant basis for WBNN. And Angela does have a show that will be broadcasting this Wednesday night right here on WBNN at 9:30 p.m., Walking in Purpose. So tune in, y'all. Tune in. Thank you so much, Angela. And Angela's also a former commissioner here at WBNN. Thank you so much. And, wow, you know, with the Tulsa, Oklahoma, we're going to talk a bit about that a little more. And don't forget, those of you that want to talk tonight, press that one. Press one so we'll know that you want to talk live on the air. Now, wow, Vernon AME Church. And some of you might not know or didn't hear before, but AME, African Methodist Episcopal, is what AME stands for. So the Vernon African Methodist Episcopal Church, that is located 311 North Greenwood Avenue in Tulsa. It's the only remaining edifice from that worst massacre in American history, okay, especially for Black America. And some other counterparts don't want to acknowledge that as the worst race massacre, but that was the worst race massacre here in the United States of America back in 1921. And that church is the oldest and only Black-owned structure from that historic Black Wall Street that remains. And it's also the oldest continually operating church there in Oklahoma. And in 1905, when that church was first formed, Reverend J.E. Roy was the first pastor. Then he was followed by Reverend R.A. Devers in 1906. And, you know, from then it, you know, went other ways. You know, other pastors have come and gone. But now the current pastor, who Pastor Mays, Francetta Mays, talked about a little while ago, who is the current pastor of Vernon AME Church, Pastor Mays, and it's amazing because they both are Mays, and, you know, Pastor Keith Mays, Pastor Francetta Mays, but they're no relations, but they're both have the last name of Mays, and that's amazing and incredible. So right now we're going to bring on Pastor Keith Mays, who is the current pastor there in Oklahoma at Vernon AME Church. Pastor Keith, how are you tonight?
Good evening, ladies. I am blessed in the Lord and doing much better than I deserve.
All right, all right. That's good. I am so happy to have you tonight. And talk a little bit about your pastorship there and how you became pastor. What has been going on since you have been pastor there at Vernon?
Well, I received a call in October from Bishop Mitchell, who is the presiding bishop over Oklahoma and Arkansas, and he shared with me a little bit about Vernon Church and what the needs of the community and of the church were, and asked me would I consider accepting that pastorate. Well, I told him at the time I had never spent a night in my life in Oklahoma and had no desire to come to Oklahoma. He simply asked that I would pray and consider it, and obedience is better than sacrifice. I did that, and a week later, I accepted the challenge and relocated from Sumter, South Carolina, to here in Oklahoma. So I came in with a learning curve, because as we know, our history isn't effectively, efficiently, or consistently taught in our public school system, nor even in the institutions of higher learning, especially that history that has been hidden and not properly reported. So I came with very little knowledge of Black Wall Street and the things that had happened with Vernon, but I came eager to learn and to embrace Vernon's place as being considered the grandmother of Black Wall Street, but also to make sure that Vernon did not become a relic or just a piece of history, but would have a relevant ministry and have a relevant impact in the community. And so that's my role, to help be a change agent, to help fight systemic racism that's still going on, to make the city of Tulsa aware that we need more than just athletic facilities in the Black community that they want to pacify us with, but to embrace a system that would economically, emotionally, socially, and financially empower and equip the Black community. I was to entertain Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg last month, but he was suffering from COVID, and he sent the Deputy Secretary Polly Trollinger down, and we met with her, myself, and our local representative regarding the removal of 1 mile of I-244. There is $200 million of federal grant monies available to remove highways to give land back to the community. Our project, proposed project, would be about $50 million to take the 1 mile section that goes across Black Wall Street off and return 30 plus acres back to Black Wall Street and to the constituents of District 1 in Tulsa. And we had an awesome presentation. We're quite hopeful that this will come into fruition, because what actually happened, not only was the 1921 massacre devastating, but this urban removal that they call urban renewal was even more devastating. It was more than just the Greenwood District proper, but 36 blocks that were eradicated and taken from us. And quiet as it's kept, even though the current political officials, especially those who don't look like us, were not directly responsible, they have embraced a system that has continually taken properties from the Blacks. And sad as it is, too many Blacks have become pacified and satisfied with their storefronts, satisfied with being tenants on land that we should rightfully own. And that reinforces what you said, that Vernon is the only Black-owned property in the Black Wall Street District. Too many people in the United States are not aware of the fact that in 1921, there were more Black millionaires in Tulsa, Oklahoma, than anywhere except Harlem, New York. People in 1921, highest per capita Black income in the world was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so we want to recapture that, to reclaim that. Most of the properties are either city-owned or Arabian-owned or Caucasian-owned, and I know God is not a God of race or gender, but at the same time, it's devastating and discouraging to see the Asian Indians come in and own all the hotels in our neighborhood. The Hispanics own all of the construction business, and everybody owns except us. And we have become too complacent and too satisfied with simply being consumers rather than producers, but being tenants rather than owners. And the problem is I've been blessed in my life to, over my 37 years of pastoring, to pastor in Louisville, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee, and Columbia, South Carolina, major metropolitan as it relates to Tulsa. But I've never seen the divide anywhere like it is in Tulsa. And the thing about it, it's embarrassing to say that the other side, whether it's a political party or a race, doesn't have to do anything to black folks in Tulsa because we're too busy doing it to ourselves. And I wrestle with that, and I pray with that, and I pondered it, and God dropped this in my spirit. It might sound a bit far-fetched, but I see it as a major generational curse. Now, let me show you where I contend it was birthed at. I often wondered, how can a ship loaded with five Caucasians go to the shore of West Africa and come back with 3,000, 4,000, and 5,000 Negroes packed in inhumane condition, dying in their own human waste? How could five Caucasians go there, shackle them, chain them, catch them, pack them on the boat? They didn't do it. They paid other Negroes to destroy, to devastate, to capture, to enslave our people. So that's where I believe the theory of divide and conquer was birthed. And not only did it help during slavery, but that same spirit is ingrained in our people. But they don't have to divide and conquer us now because we have mastered that. And so now they will give opposing entities within the black community funds to keep us fighting with each other. They will throw us crumbs so that we will become pacified and not go after the major dollars. And so we will have to really examine ourselves. We spend so much time in Tulsa talking about who is responsible for 1921 that we're not reflective or really addressing who's devastating us in 2022. And so my ministry, my calling is to make sure that we're relevant, make sure that we recognize not only this charity begins at home, not only should we support each other, not only should we network, not only should we lift up each other, but the word of God says judgment begins at the house, begins at home. And so in order to fix it, we got to face it. And before we can fix them uptown, we got to fix us downtown. Before we can make sure they get right, we need to get right with each other. I was so torn and hurt when I had Negroes coming at me left and right when I got to Tulsa. Don't fool with this one. Don't fool with that one. First of all, I have the spirit of discernment. First of all, everybody's on a level playing field with me because I don't know none of you. And people are so divided, so torn over having their name in the spotlight, so torn over being ambulance chasers that we're missing the mark. While we're busy infighting, all the rest of the city is being developed. While we're busy infighting, other communities are networking, helping each other, and coming in and taking our property. Coming in and living great lives on the back of our people. And until we become conscious and face it and acknowledge it, it's going to keep on happening. And I'm devastated that more houses of faith, more churches, more religious communities are not bold enough to call a spade, are not bold enough to stand and tell the truth out of fear of not winning a popularity contest, out of fear of losing a tither, losing support. And I think until we stand up and face it, we'll never fix it. And so I don't know how long I'll be here, but I'm committed to being a change agent while I'm here. And I'm so thankful that I met Pastor Francetta Mays on the airplane on a American Airlines flight in Charlotte, North Carolina, inadvertently made an accident and sat in her seat. We had aisle seats across from each other, and this sister stood over me and said, "Sir, I'm going to give you some grace." And so we didn't meet on the most friendly terms, but I thank God for navigating the circumstances of our lives to bring us together, because I think I know that God destined that thing to happen, because when I woke up and this woman was staring at me, she said, "You're a preacher." And I couldn't deny my calling. And, "Yes, ma'am, why you say that?" And And so it happened, not only was I a pastor, so was she. Not only was I a Tulsa transplant, but so was she. And so our ministries coincided. And a month or two later, we were planning a major event to bring people together in the community, a day of prayer. And so she's been a godsend. She has, and I wholeheartedly thank God for her and for even today, just for being a catalyst for change, for not worrying about being popular with the people, but by first being right with God and calling the people to a level of accountability. And that's one of the problems I find with pastors and politicians. We are afraid to make people accountable because sometimes the fingers point back at ourselves. And so I just admit that as leaders, as people who are committed to see change, first of all, sweep around our own front door, make sure we're standing in a clean place and fix our own situation, and then we can go uptown. Then we can be real change agents. But we can't march till we shall overcome. We can't go uptown marching and protesting when we are our own worst enemy, when we're doing more detrimental to our own people than they are, when we're the one gunning each other down, we're the one not supporting each other, when we have black businesses, black contractors, black only thing we systematically support in the black community is beauty salons and funeral homes. We're getting away from that. But beauty salons and barbershops, and that's only because they don't know how to deal with our hair. Other than that, we'll take our business to other communities and pay them twice as much when they can't do 50% of what our people can do. And if a black contractor, a black business person want our business, we want them to do it for half price and do twice as much, and then we want to halfway pay them. And so in order for in order for America to do better, we're going to have to stop being our own worst enemy. We're going to have to network, stop being jealous, stop infighting. And a house divided against itself will never stand. And so I'm not convinced that segregation in and of itself was good for our community, because as a whole, we're not building the universities that our families built in the 60s. We're not building the ministries, the collaboration, and the businesses that were done in the 50s and 60s, because we got in and got seduced by a little success. We got, you know, oh, I'm a house Negro and you still a field Negro. And so that's the kind of mentality that was put into us in slavery. It's been engraved in us, ingrained in us, and we are still divided against ourselves. And so I'm not going to be popular in Tulsa with my message, but I do want to be right. I'm not going to be popular, but I do want to be a change agent. I'm not going to be popular, but I do want to be helpful. And, you know, we have a feeding ministry at Vernon that started March 17, 2020. We feed lunch 7 days a week and breakfast two additional days a week. Since March 17, 2020, we've not missed one day, rain, snow, sleet, storm, or COVID. We settle with 600,000 meals out of the door of our church without a cost to anybody. And so and it bothers me that I talked to these guys who come that were displaced by COVID. All of them were not homeless. All of them were not mentally ill. All of them were not drug addicted. Some of them were just experiencing life. Some of them went through divorce. Some of them went through economy downturn. I've had some lawyers. I had one of the guys we see regularly, one of the white gentlemen. His dad is one of the biggest neurosurgeons in Baltimore, but we know life happens. And so one of the members asked, Pastor, how did they get here? That's it's not our business. It's not our concern how they got there. What can we do to turn them around? What can we do to be change agents? How can we help them? Because none of those guys, when they were 14, 15, 12, 13, when they were asked, what do you want to be in life, said homeless, helpless, outdoors. But they found themselves in that plight. And it's our job to help change them. And now I've been surveying, I've been talking, I've been watching, and I just believe about 80% of them are satisfied coming to Vernon twice a day, 9 days a week to get food, nine different meals a day. Some of them are satisfied. If we're still doing this 10 years from now, 80% of them will still be coming back. But I'm looking for the 20% that want to be productive, that want to be self-sufficient, that want their life back. So I reached out to Amazon. I have Amazon come in twice a month to bring in job applications, and it might not be a big number, but the eight folk that I've gotten on at Amazon that they put on third shift so they don't have to sleep on the street, that they give bus tokens because they don't have transportation, that pay them $16 an hour, I've helped these brothers get their life back and get another chance. I'm thankful that I've been able to partner with Be Heard Ministry to have a van, a bus in our parking lot to give them mobile showers. I was grieved in my heart when I saw a grown man cry because he got a shower and new clothes, things that we take for granted. They come, they cut their hair back and watch them get their pride back and get another chance. That's real change. That's really trying to make a difference. If some ask how we do it, I don't know how we do it. It's the biggest budgeted item in our church. We don't get grant funding. We don't get anything outside of the church. It's the biggest budget, bigger than payroll, bigger than utilities. And so I say I don't say we can't afford to do it. I say we can't afford not to do it because the word said, I was hungry, you didn't feed me. I was sick, you didn't visit me. We're taking ministry serious. And that's my endeavor, to make sure that Vernon is not just historic Vernon, because we're still writing our story. We're not a relic of the past, but we are a relevant ministry, and our desire is to serve this present age. Thank you so much for allowing me to vent. I didn't know I had all that to say. I told Pastor Mays when she brought me on, I don't know the agenda. I don't know what's going on. I don't have nothing to say, and I just believe God gave us two ears and one mouth because we should listen twice as much as we speak, and I wouldn't go say anything. But when you call my name, God birthed my spirit to say what he put in my heart, and there it is. God bless you.
No, I got to come on right
Thank
now.
You so
Pastor
much,
Mays.
I am so...
Hold on, Chinchilla. Pastor Mays, my name is Oladele Malay Ringozi, and I've been doing this for almost 10 years, this Outstanding Story Network. What's more important than anything tonight is that you're carrying on the spirit that tried to destroy the Greenwood District of Tulsa. What you just said was life. In that belly of that basement of Vernon A&E Church, and I saw the documentary, okay? And you were on that documentary, am I right? I saw what you tried to do.
My predecessor, but yeah.
Okay. He was on, okay.
Right.
I got to go there. The predecessor talked about the importance of the wall in that church, where people were saved because of the fire. Okay.
Right.
They were in that basement and they were saved on that day.
Yes, sir.
The key of Vernon, and now being the person who was now the caretaker of that outstanding evidence, and you know, you talked about Vernon is not just in the past. You talk about feeding almost 1 million people. More than 500,000 people, right, came through Tulsa and was fed. But not only with food, but with intelligence. Be able to carry on another day. And you talked about being able to have employment for people that didn't have hope. And you know, that's why I love Dr. Chinchilla Jay and what she's doing with News Forum and having you on and another outstanding Pastor Mays. You spilled your heart. Because a lot of times when all in all talks to you, you can't stop talking. It's impossible. It's impossible when the great creator of all allows you to be used.
Yes, sir.
We need to be used in our communities. We have a lot of fear. A lot of complications. You know, we talked about tonight, like Dr. J, we talked about people marching for a day and going back in their house like, oh, let them kill each other. But when you say that, you're killing yourself. We have to have that grand revolution. We talk about the scriptures and, you know, either truth or allegory, right? Let's talk about the scriptures. The scriptures talk about in Egypt. When Joseph, right, you know, situation with Potiphar's wife and all that, right? And his family went to Egypt.
Uh-huh.
The keys of the scriptures, Dr. J and Pastor Mays, is there was already black people. And you talked about five people coming on ships. Nothing has changed, guys. In 2022, around the world and in America, the same spirit is in your community. You're selling your people out for just trinkets. When Ray Ray, I've been saying this, and you know, Pastor Mays, you don't know me. This is the first time I've been on our network. Pastor Mays, other Pastor Mays knows me and what I say all the time. Hey, listen, Dr. J just deals with me, right? And she's an outstanding anchor and broadcaster. When Ray Ray and Shay Shay gets killed, there should be no quietness in the camp.
Absolutely.
There should be people coming outside at that time when you hear the gunshots, no matter if you're in Kansas City or Detroit, Philadelphia or St. Louis, New Orleans or L.A., there should be people out there right now saying, no, no, we won't go. We're tired, and we ain't going to take it no more. We fired up, and we ain't going to take it no more. So that's the key to everything that we do at WBNN. We're tired of our children dying for nothing. But, again, I did a show on effective adulting, Pastor. You can't be a great parent unless you are an effective adult. We have to really teach adulting in our communities. And that's the key, Dr. J. If we are better adults, we can parent our children. And we got some callers on here right now. I'm going to go to a track. And, you know, Dr. J, I know I'm saying something right now. If we are able to, you know, a lot of times I know our school system has failed us, right, Dr. J? But back in the day, like when we came up, right, we had a lot of people that helped us in spite of the, you know, that system trying to knock us down and say we're not good enough. What happened to the community? Not neighborhood. I don't want a neighborhood. I don't want to live in the neighborhood. I want to live in the community, in a wonderful, sacred community. You know, two people talked about militarism. One person just came on our network, talked about it, you know, through his videos and all that, Clev One. And one that's been the man in the wilderness for all these years, Honey Bakatun. Be able to, you know, to protect our communities, foreign and domestic. Real men protecting our women and our children. We're not here to blow up the post office, guys. I tell you this, we're not here to blow up the post office. We took another call after this track. You know, Chinchilla, you starting your mess, man. It's all your fault. And nothing you can do about it. And nothing you can do about it. And I'm going to tell you right now. And all I can say right now is this. Folks, understand what we're trying to do here at WBNN. There is a gleam. It's a gleam that shines among men. No matter what's going on in our communities, let's be better, right? News Farm is not here for play. Chinchilla has been working hard all of these years before WBNN. Mike Test Entertainment, okay? You know, she's a person that needs to be supported, okay? She's out here fighting for your family, the people out here that are wrongfully incarcerated. And I'm a big, big proponent in what she's doing. And I thank God for her and everything that she's done. For herself, for her community, and for WBNN. For all the folks out there, you listen to our Cash App, please make sure that you support this mission. It's important to not only her, but to me as well. As her producer, she deserves more than what I just said, more than what we do on a constant basis, because she's in the front line, bringing on these people, the two mazes, tonight. You know, everybody who support her and respect her right here at WBNN. All the folks that respect me, respect her too. Donate, y'all, before it's too late. Because she is the last, one of the last lines of defense. Because she's trying to get the men that were wrongfully incarcerated back into the community to teach the young kids, it's not cool to kill. Soundtrack by me, baby.
She used to be for now lately the sun just doesn't shine and my paradise is gone.
But
most of the time
we are
just over things that doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
my girl, she's always complaining and blaming me for things I never do. And I don't know what it is that I did that was so wrong to make her feel I'll ever be untrue to her.
But
most of the time, yeah.
Much for that track, Brother O. And Pastor Keith, I really enjoyed everything that you said, and I am so happy that you, oh my God, I mean, I just love you. And Pastor Francetta told me all about you guys' encounter on that plane when it happened, and I was so, like, in awe. And yes, your meeting was definitely ordained by God, and it's such a beautiful union. And you guys are going to work wonders and miracles there in Oklahoma because you are both God-fearing, God's servants, and God's anointed and appointed. So I thank God for both of you. We're going to go ahead to a caller, to another caller now. Caller, you're live on the Air Wolf News Forum. How are you tonight?
Yes, I'm wonderful. This is Clev One, one half of the Booze Brothers.
Hey, Clev, how are you?
What's up? Everybody got to know that I'm calling from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying? And I want to say one thing first. You know, God has decreed it, and he wills as he pleases. And when we understand this, you know what I'm saying, he places commands upon what has been created. And upon these commands, he say, if you don't listen to these commands, there will be forms of punishment for you, for this. What is disobedience? You know what I'm saying? So when we take this understanding, anyone that becomes captivated or under captivity or surrenders to something to the likes of this, you know what I'm saying, more than likely is a criminal. Only criminals surrender to captivity. You know what I'm saying? Then the whole thing is when we think about what's decreed by God, we know that he destroys groups of people. whether he destroys groups of people naturally, he'll take natural things and destroy these people, or he'll take one nation of people to destroy another nation of people. This is what he does. So when evil is done to you, folks, know that it comes from your own hands. Know that it comes from your own evil. You don't understand what I'm saying to you? So we have to think back and understand when these things happen to us, these are forms of punishment for us. It's been happening for centuries and thousands of years, and it's still happening to this day. And the second thing I want people to understand about this is that anything ascribed to a thing is something that's more than likely trying to emulate that thing. And when we ascribe things to the terms of these places such as Wall Street and things like this, people know that Wall Street was developed upon evil. It was developed upon crookedness. It was developed upon unfair economics. It was developed upon all these different deceitful ideas and ways and strategies for people to obtain monetary goals. This is what Wall Street is, folks. So anything ascribing themselves to this place, verily, the fruit doesn't fall from the tree. And as far as I know, I'll cut this brief. I'm a person who was raised by organized criminals, who the lineage back by organized criminals, dating back to these massacres. And as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know, folks, during these times of this situation, organized crime was the situation here. These places were developed on organized crime, and if you people know what organized crime is, then that answers your question. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing about it is I know what it is. I know who the people were. I know, and I know the stories. And lastly, folks, understand this. A few shows back, we listened to Miss Betsy run a list down on all these different things, on how they made plans and intentions to control things out there. If you guys were listening to this list carefully, then you understand what I'm saying. And then a few shows back before that, we were listening to Jesus tell us how many billion places, how many billion establishments in which these people placed here to control. This is the things that they want to control. So make your minds up, people. We can't fight evil. We can't join evil to fight evil. You know what I'm saying? You cannot join evil to fight evil. You know what I'm saying? If we're going to fight them, we fight them. But we don't join them to fight them unless your mission is stealth mode. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, we have to stop trying to emulate these people. They created things for themselves to feel great because they felt left out. They were casted out and they felt left out. So they create things for themselves to feel not left out. So people, why do you pay attention to these things? And that's all I got, Clev One.
All right. Thank you so much, Clev One. Clev One is an intern here on WBNN, and he's doing a great job. And we thank you so much, Clev. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to take another call. Caller, you're live on the Air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hello, Chinchilla. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight, Mo?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to call in and support your show. I've enjoyed all your guests and the callers, and they're leaving me with a lot to think about. So I'm just going to sit back and listen to the rest of the show. I just wanted to give you a shout-out.
All right. Thank you so much. Mo's also a host on this network as well. We're going to go ahead. We're going to take another caller. Caller, you're live on the Air News Forum. How are you tonight?
Well, that caller actually had a situation. And we're going right back to the mazes and, you know, go ahead and do your thing.
All right, Pastor Keith. I mean, wow. I am definitely going to have you back on News Forum again, and I'm going to also have you on my podcast. Definitely have to have you on my podcast. And everything you said was just so on point. And, you know, you talk like I talk. You talk like Pastor Mays talk. And you my kind of people, okay, because we definitely have to tell it like it is. It's time out for sugarcoating things, and it's time out for popularity. I know a lot of people don't like me, and I frankly don't care, but I am not going to compromise anything for fame, fortune, or anything else, for status quo or to be in certain circles or anything like that. And so I so appreciate you and with your standards that you have, you know, being a man of God, and the same for you, Pastor Mays, being a woman of God. And Pastor Mays, talk to me now. Talk to me.
Which one?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I forgot. Okay. Pastor Keith.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Pastor Keith, now, how often do you have your services? Do you have, like, service during the course of the week as well as Sunday?
I'll say this, and this is my limited perspective. One of the things that has crippled the black community as it relates to the religious community, I mean, the religious sector, religious services, and being effective in our community, we spend so much time preaching, praying, and shouting while our neighborhoods are burning, while our neighborhoods are leaving us. You know, first of all, we should first and foremost worship our God. And Him only shall we serve. And after doing so, we should also recognize that we enter to worship and we depart to serve. And there's much more time for service than there is worship. We spend time, so much time, in service and collecting funds that we fail to do ministry. We fail to make a difference. And my fight to Vernon when I came here in October of 2021, if the doors of our church close today, never to reopen again, if the community in which we sit and serve would not be devastated and torn and shattered, then we're not meeting the needs of our community. If the only person who would be adversely affected are the ones who are employed, the ones who get their financial support from, then we are failing the mission of God. We are failing our community, and we're failing ourselves. If we're not changing lives, if we're not impacting positively, if we're not bringing jobs, creating jobs, giving hope, you know, I'm not throwing anything against preaching, praying, singing, and shouting. But at the same time, we have to holistically minister to folk and teach our folk. It's not all about worship, but it's about service. It's about being the hands, the feet, the eyes, the ears, and nose of God. It's about reaching out.
Yes.
All right, let's bring on our caller right here.
All right, and I see what happened.
All right.
To Pastor Mays. We're going to go ahead and take another caller right now. Caller, you're live on the Urban News Forum. How are you tonight?
I am doing awesome. How are you doing, Queen Chantilla?
I am fine. How are you, Michelle?
I am doing great. I have enjoyed the pastor. I enjoy his words to speak, and I just, it's a blessing to have someone just to stand up and tell the truth. And I thank you, Queen Chinchilla, for the tireless work that you do for all of us. It's a blessing. You, like I said, you're heaven sent. And we appreciate you. We love you over here in Detroit, Michigan. And our family, we truly appreciate you. And just keep winning and shining. I am very grateful for Mike Test Entertainment and the truth that comes forth from Mike Tech Entertainment and all the callers and all the speakers. It's a blessing. I sit back and I listen, and I gain knowledge from it, you know. So I am blessed to be a part of it. Thank you so much, Chinchilla.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. And, yeah, so Mike Tech Entertainment, everybody, that's where we do our podcasts and
Right now, this is WBNN on News, News Forum on WBNN. And I thank you, Michelle, so much. Michelle's husband, DeRico Thompson, is currently wrongfully incarcerated in the state of Michigan. And she told his story right here on News Forum a few months ago. And DeRico himself was also on here telling his story. And so that's what we do. And if any of you tonight, if you have any cases of wrongful conviction or other injustices in America, you definitely want to reach out to me so that you can be a future guest on this show or on one of the podcasts. And we definitely want to hear from you because your voices need to be heard. And that's what we need to do is be a voice at all times and not be quiet. Don't be passive. It's about being aggressive. The squeaky wheel gets the oil. Okay? All right, let's take another caller. Caller, you're live on the Air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Chinchilla,
caller,
how are
you're
you
live
doing this evening? Yes, can
hey,
you hear me?
How are you, Terrence? Yes, I can hear you now.
I'm doing great. I just want to I'm really enjoying this show. It's an outstanding show as usual. You guys raised some heavy topics, the comments from Club One, and the others, and the pastor. It's just these are the types of conversations that we need to have, and so I'm glad that we're trying to have it, and we see how serious this is, and we can't just keep tap dancing around a lot of what's going on. We have to accept accountability for it, and it's just like in the past, we want to make other groups responsible for our issues and our problems, so I'm glad that we having these types of at least having these types of conversations and attempting to hold ourselves accountable. But with that,
yes.
with that being said, I have something for you, young lady. I want to congratulate
Thank
the you. WBN your new host of the year, Dr. Chinchilla Jay, on her WBN record with her 58th all time and second consecutive with the historic Darling Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer. So.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Terrence, for that great
yes.
news. Thank you.
Yes.
Wow.
You're doing outstanding.
Awesome.
As you. So I just want to
thank
I just
you so much.
Say,
and,
go ahead.
Yes. And Terrence is also a host on this network. And right now he is up for the being enshrined, being enshrined, or I don't remember what it's
That's
called.
All right. So let me come on and do it correctly.
Okay.
The 2022 International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for the class. Welcome, Mr. Terrence Trent. Outstanding performances for you, young man. All around in your history. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Brother O. Thank you. All right. Terrence,
all right.
Thank you.
Rest
and God bless you. Yes.
We got 10 minutes. I'm going to come on doing Goes to Time right now because, you know, it is what it is, and I'll let you be able to talk, you know, to your wonderful guests tonight. Definitely both past the mazes. What an outstanding show tonight for all of us to be able to be a part of. And Chinchilla Jonesia continues her legacy right here at WBNN as not only an anchor, a spokesman, a broadcaster, but most of all, a great human being. She tries to help people on a constant basis. And, of course, at the end, I'm going to let you know how to be a guest on our show right here at News Forum. But that's at the end of all, you know, situations. Thank you so much, Chinchilla, for what you do for us on a constant basis. Tomorrow night, Chinchilla's favorite show, the legendary Milk City Hip-Hop program, will be right here at 9:30 Eastern, daylight time, at WBNN. And, of course, WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi_time, as well as Ngozi, you know, we're out there all around the world. Old Dylan Malay, Ngozi at Facebook. And, of course, anybody that wants to talk to me, any, you know, conversations to our lovely program tonight, Ola Delay at my.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Delay Malay, and Ngozi saying goodnight, good luck. For all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio, let's support us on a constant basis tonight. And now back to the 2021 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, the Sonya Griffin Award-winning Chinchilla J, the Doctor. And, of course, congratulations on her 58th All-Time Connection record tonight.
Thank you so much, Brother O. Thank you. Wow. I want to thank my guest tonight, Pastor Francetta Mays of the NAACP and Pastor Keith Mays, the pastor of Vernon AME Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And, of course, Caroline Turner. God bless you, Caroline. Caroline had to get off because she has to get up at 5 a.m. to do depositions, and she has some court cases tomorrow. So I want to give Pastor Francetta and Pastor Keith time to give their closing remarks. I'm going to give you each 1 minute. So we're going to start with Pastor Francetta this time, and then we're going to have Pastor Keith actually close us out in prayer in the end. So, Pastor Francetta, what are your closing remarks for tonight?
Well, for closing, congratulations, first of all, to you. And then the last thing that I want to say is that literacy has been an issue in our community for a long time. We've sat back and we've allowed our education level to drop below a standard. This is an opportunity for us to meet everybody where they are and step in and start providing them with the necessary tools that they need to progress. There's levels to levels. That's all I have. You guys have a blessed night. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Pastor Mays. Love you much. Thank you. You're a godsend, and you're awesome, awesome. And, again, she is running for city council in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So all you Oklahomans, yeah, definitely better vote for my friends, the woman of God, Pastor Francetta Mays. All right, and now Pastor Keith Mays, the pastor of Vernon AME Church there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, please give us your final remarks and then close us out in prayer. Pastor Keith?
Oh, wow. I hope we didn't lose Pastor Keith.
Did we lose Pastor
Keith?
That's okay.
And we might have lost him, but it's okay. But listen, all the folks out there that listen tonight, you know, Chinchilla talks about prayer. Chinchilla, why don't you close it out in the word of prayer?
Okay. All right, I will. I'll close out in prayer tonight. And before I do that, I just want to remind everybody, this Friday, please come out to the Clarion Hotel in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, 1111 Route 73, 8 p.m. until midnight. We're having a fundraising program for Be a Voice, and it's a Be a Voice karaoke seafood boil. So come on out. You can contact Be a Voice for information on tickets and admission. The number is 844-642-8378, extension 111, or you can inbox me on Facebook. I'm Chinchilla Jonesia, or on Mike Test Entertainment TV's page. You can inbox Mike Test Entertainment TV for more information on that. Okay? And all proceeds will go to Be a Voice, except for your food purchases. That goes to the restaurant. All right? So, anyway, I thank Pastor Mays, both Pastor Mayses, and I am going to do a prayer, and
All right, well, I guess, okay. All in all, thank you for what you've done for us on a constant basis with this network. We had two people to try to pray tonight, but listen, let's be strong in our community. Let's be, you know, don't go to battle with anybody that's against us. And guess what? Dayman is always going to be all that. You know what I mean? In all in all's name, Amanu, for you guys who are elementary. Amen. Let's go.
If you would like to be a guest on News Forum and have a case of injustice, please give me a call Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at 844-642-8378 to tell me about your story. And you might just be News Forum's next special guest.